Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Edyos, Perek Zayin, the Mishnah, hey. Kli Cheres, earthenware kelim, are not makabel tuma. If you touch it from the outside, someone whose tummy touches earthenware kelim from the outside, the back of the keli, it's not makabel tuma, it's only the inside of the keli that could become tummy. So if someone puts tuma into the keli, even if it doesn't touch the walls of the keli, but it's inside the keli, then it becomes tummy. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hey, Heyed Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yochum Ish Hadar. Did you ever hear the name of Rabbi Yochum Ish Hadar? I want to tell you an interesting thing, a story about rare names in Mishnayis or in Shas. We'll neither after we finish the Mishnah. Heyed Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yochum Ish Hadar. They testified. Al kolol shel chatas. This is a earthenware jug, and inside this jug was the ashes of the para aduma. Shenesonai, they placed it with the ashes al gabe hasheretz on a dead sheretz, and it was one of the eight shiratzim that the Torah says is mitama. So they paskin shehu tamei that the ashes inside became tamei, and you can't mix it with the water to be drawn from Mayim Chayim, from a wellspring, and use it in the Tahara process for Tumas Meis. But why? This Kli Cheres, that the ashes were inside, L'chayra did not become Tamei. Didn't we just say that Kli Cheres doesn't become Tamei when they're touched on the outside? And the answer is Shenemar, it says, in regard to the ashes of the Paraduma, V'hiniach michutz lamachna b'mokim tar. And we learn from here that the ashes of the Paraduma are much more sensitive. If they are placed in a makom tameh, it becomes pasul. But not everyone holds this way. Rabbi Eliezer mitaher, Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's tahar. This is called a makom tahar. If a kli cheres doesn't become tameh from the outside, though, this is called a makom tahar. Okay, couple of things over here. What does the word kolol mean? So we said a jug. If you take a look in a chumash, v'chada al shichma. She was carrying her jug on her shoulder. The Targum says, V'kulsei al kaspe. So, kulsei or kolol is a jug. There's a machloikus rishonim. If the ashes of the paraduma are mekabel tuma min ha-toira, or only mid-rabbanon. There are those that hold that it's not mekabel tuma min ha-toira at all. When we say tummy over here, we don't really mean mamish tummy. What we mean to say is it's possible to be used. Okay. So, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yochum Ish Hadar told us that even though a kli cheres doesn't become tummy from the outside, with the ashes of the paraduma inside, and they placed it on a dead sheretz, the ashes can't be used anymore. You know, we have Yerushalmi. There's Talmud Bavli, there's Talmud Yerushalmi. However, we don't have Talmud Yerushalmi on all Masechtas. On Kachim, there's no Yerushalmi. I mean, there is, we just don't know where it is. Mashiach will come, we'll have it. So somebody once announced a major discovery. He found the Yerushalmi on Seder Kachem. He found it. I guess he, you know, brought up some old scrolls, and Talmid HaChachamim started to learn it. They said, it looks authentic. It looks very geshmak. Kashas, Tirutzim, explanations of the Mishnah. They brought it to one of the greatest geniuses of all time, one of the greatest Gaonim, the Ragachev. And the Ragachev said, it's a fraud. And later it turned out that it was a fraud. Although I once heard from the Chavetz Chaim's Einikel, that the Chavetz Chaim held that he found something. He'd found something that was really authentic, but it wasn't enough, so he added the rest. Now, you have to understand when I say he added the rest, or he made up the rest, what did he do? He took Gemara from different places, and maybe he made up his own kash, his own teretz. He made sure that everything was consistent. He was a tremendous genius to be able to do this, and it fooled a lot of people. But it didn't fool the Ragachava. The Ragachava took one look at it and said, it's a fake, it's phony, it's a fraud. This is not the real Yerushalmi. And later it turned out he admitted that he made it up. So they asked the Ragachava, how did you know? So he said, every Masechta in Shas, Mishnayis, Gemara, Yerushalmi Bavli, has a name that's in that Masechta that's not in any other Masechta. There's one Tana or an Amira in every Masechta that's mentioned over there and not mentioned anywhere else. Now, I don't know. I don't remember all of Shas. But I don't think I've ever seen the name Rabbi Yochum Ish Hadar before. That the person didn't think of doing. He didn't think of adding a brand new name that doesn't exist anywhere else. There's no perfect crime. So the Ragachava, he kind of looks at all of Shas at the same time. He was able to figure it out. That's the only way you could figure something out. You have to look at everything like a spreadsheet. You see all of Shas in front of your eyes, you say, ah, that's what's missing over here. It's like Ruchaim Volozhin once explained about the Vilna Gaon. That not only can he say Shas forward, he can say Shas backwards. Right? You know Ashrei Bal Peh? Probably. Can you say it backwards? You know Ashrei Yotzer Bal Peh? Can you say it backwards? Last word to the first word? No. Because your associative memory, the way we remember things, doesn't work that way. But if you had a siddur open in front of you, could you say it backwards? Yeah, you could read from the siddur the words backwards. These tzaddikim, Shas, to them, it was like open in front of them. They were able to read it backwards and forwards.